Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
And I'm Christine Marie.
I'm Julie.
Hi, everyone. Girlfriend.
Here we are in our radio show, our podcast of the week.
Yes.
And if you're not too bothersome by more corona or COVID-19 talk, we might talk about that a little bit today.
You think?
I don't know. It's on everybody's mind.
It's on the plate, right?
It's on the plate.
Yeah.
You can't turn on, even the Weather Channel is talking about 24/7.
Yeah.
So do you want
us to be current, or do you want us to be what, Julie?
Move your microphone a little bit down.
Oh, down.
Yeah, just like that.
I kept thinking you wanted it up closer.
No.
And I'm like going, God, it's already in my mouth, Julie.
Yeah, you know? Exactly. No.
So, hi, how's everybody doing out there? I want to know. I'm going to put on my therapist hat right now, and I just want to know, how you feeling? How you doing?
Well, I can put on the range of people's hat. So let's put on...
The ranger hat.
The ranger hat. Thank you. I will put on the person who's feels very petrified and scared, and I must have water to last a year, mm-hmm. toilet paper to last a year, mm-hmm. and food to last a year, and I've stocked up, mm-hmm. and I no longer have space anywhere in my home except for this stuff, and I'm frightened. I'm frightened this is the end of everything. I'm frightened that's that's all going to go to hell. Mm-hmm. That's one hat.
And of course we have
and President Trump is doing a horrible job. That's one hat.
Well, didn't he say that it was this a media hoax?
And Democrat hoax, yes.
Yeah. And now?
Well, now all the kids are taking 2 weeks off of school.
And possibly more.
Yes, and possibly more. Well, and I love the fact that, it is done by states. It's all very interesting to me. Now, another hat.
We are the United States.
Exactly. We're united
in America. Well, we have a gentleman that lives in our complex. But he's like, he's not petrified. He's like this. I told you so.
Yes.
I told you
so. The big
preppers. He's a big P. He's a big prepper. I'm not sure when he was prepping that he was prepping for this.
Right.
But he was prepping.
And he told us so.
And he's like, now he's like, I told you so.
Yes.
So we have the person that's hiding away and frightened.
Right.
And we also have the prepper
finally vindicated.
Yes.
I told you so.
I told you people.
And haven't you been listening? And it's like, yeah, dude, we have. Yeah. And you're kind of right. Yeah.
And then there's the people that are like, oh my God, I have to be with my family for 2 weeks.
Yes. Oh my God, what am I going to do?
They're more petrified than the petrified person.
Exactly. What? No school for 2 weeks?
What do we do?
And you're like, how is this going
to
play out?
And I can't go to the casinos?
And what you love about this idea now is that it is different. When we didn't have summer, like when we were out of school, we had to go outside and do something and entertain ourselves,
yes.
right?
Yes. You told your kids to get outside.
The first thing that happened yesterday for us, you said, well, let's stream something new. See what we can kind of get for free. And I go, I bet we can get a 7-day free thing to HBO.
Yeah.
Or even.
And then we decided to, like, well, if HBO is free for 7 days, what the heck else is free for 7 days?
And I mean free. Like, I don't want to put my credit card number in just yet.
Epics.
Yeah. Epics. Yay. So last night you started binging and I binged with you on.
Oh, my God. The Outsider.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. I can highly recommend it. And it was interesting because we're all frozen about this. This is really a scary 10 hours.
Oh, sure.
But yeah. Julie had it on Audible, and it was like 40 hours long.
I think it was like 20 hours long, the book.
Do you know who did the reading of it?
Oh, I do. I can't think
of
his name.
Was it Lou Diamond Phillips?
No. He does Jack Ryan stuff.
Right.
I believe it was, here's who I believe it was. It was either one or two guys. He's a character actor, and he was, I think he might have been the guy in Shawshank Redemption, that the blonde guy is a little smaller. He's one of the gang, Shawshank Redemption. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or, which I think is more this guy, he was the blonde guy in that Bruce Willis movie where they have to fly to the asteroid and break the asteroid off because the asteroid's coming down and killing us.
Yeah.
You know, him. He did it.
Oh,
the
my
blonde,
God.
Not Owen Wilson.
That's not helpful.
I know.
Oh, wait. You said Owen Wilson?
Not Owen Wilson.
The other Wilson?
Yeah.
The brother?
No. The other blonde guy in the show.
I don't know. I'm frustrated now.
No. But I'm enjoying the movie. I'm enjoying.
I mean, yeah, because you know you heard the book.
Yeah.
But the movie and the first two episodes was directed by Jason Bateman.
Right.
And he also stars in it. But yes. He dies. I'm not giving anything away, really. But
no, at this moment, it's been around for a while.
A Stephen King novel. And of course, it has a lot of Stephen King in it. But honestly, I'm really enjoying it. 10 hours and just binging. And, you know, it's as Julie is looking up, who did this?
Is it making you feel uncomfortable?
A little bit, because now I'm winging it. Da, 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 da.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what I find very interesting. This is a little social. Oh, never mind. Give me The Outsider. It's not what I want.
No.
Forget.
This is The Outsider.
Yeah, The Outsider. Here's what I find interesting. We've been talking about, like, it would come up in the next episode, and it would have its disclaimer, such as mature talk,
yes,
violence,
yes,
swearing, or whatever it says, and nudity.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's not much nudity going on, but I realized when I had nudity, you'd go, it was because a strip club, you'd walk in, and the girls were not, they
always,
were...
Always. It's always.
The strip club, yeah. And the girls were topless.
Yeah, not bottomless, but
and
topless.
And it was always nudity. I'm like, and I started to get a little like, really? This is what you call nudity? Because I even mentioned, I was watching it with you and Dad. I said, right. Hey, Dad, you noticing the nudity? He's like, there's nudity in this thing? I've missed it every single time. What? Nudity? And I go, do you want me to point it out to you? That I felt
please,
uncomfortable.
Please,
because I kind of would like that. I would like to know where the nudity's at. Yeah. And so I managed to point it out, and he's like, oh, God. So
you can't call side boob nudity.
Yes. And there was or background boob even.
Yeah.
Like it's not like we're watching the strippers on the pole.
No.
They're in the background.
Right.
And I found very interesting that you only saw side boob when it was big boobs.
Mm-hmm.
But when there were littler boobs, you saw full on boob.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, this is very, I'm more just being an observer to it all.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I saw like episode 4 or 5, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And it said brief nudity.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, well, now you've got me curious.
Now I'm curious.
Now I'm curious.
What is the definition of brief nudity?
What is the definition of
compared
brief
nudity? To nudity?
Yeah, I'm curious about this.
And tell us, Julie, what was the difference?
Well, so the only nudity that I saw, first off, now they're at the strip club. And
no.
Yes.
That's the only nudity that you're going to see.
And all the girls were wearing tops.
Yes.
All the girls were wearing tops.
Wearing like swimsuit tops.
Like, yeah, like bikini tops, you know. And of course, so I'm like, oh. And they're all wearing thongs of some sort.
Yeah.
Some were wearing cut-off jeans, you know, like Daisy Dukes.
Yeah.
And shaking their tatas and all that stuff. But and I go, oh, interesting. And then I thought, I wonder if it was a man or a woman who directed this episode.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was intentional.
Yes.
It had to have been.
Yes.
They went from having no tops. Or was this, was it like, hey, top full, you know, top Tuesday? You know, this is Tuesday at the strip club. On Tuesdays, you get a free beer and the girls wear tops. So your wife can be a little less offended, you know.
Oh, you can go to the strip club on Tuesdays, honey. Get your tacos.
Yeah.
Get your, you know, your free beer.
It's triple T.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tacos, tops, and
Tuesdays.
That's it.
Mm.
Not there.
Mm.
Give me a drink that starts with a T.
Mm.
There is none.
Oh, good, Jules.
Yeah, I know exactly. Didn't mean to slobber on the mic, guys.
Yeah,
apologize.
Really.
Okay, so then I saw the director, and it was quick, and I didn't go back and look, but the name was Dana,
mm-hmm.
which was like.
That's kind of like a they name, isn't it?
It's a they name.
Yeah.
It's like Dana.
Is it a man or is it a woman?
Because older men can be called Dana.
It could be like
Dana.
Chris.
Yeah. Chris is definitely a they name.
A they name.
I was like,
Yeah.
I mean, you've had
Leslie?
The hat before.
Leslie?
Yes. Mm. You're like, even Leslie is both, right?
Yeah.
Leslie Nielsen?
Yeah.
You know? Huh. So I'm curious.
But we think it's we think it's a, other than a they name, we're saying that it's a female.
Yes.
And she's like, no way no am way. I having nudity.
Like, do we have to?
This is silly.
This is silly to have these girls just walk around totally buck naked.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And they're probably going, I know, but now I get paid $500 less a day. You know, if I take my top off, you guys pay me more. If I put my top on, I keep my dignity. My dad's not embarrassed, but I lose the $500.
Yeah.
I mean,
I can't
don't know.
Feed my children this week.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just guessing because what I understand in Vegas, because they have topless and top shows, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know if that's what they're called.
Topful.
Topful. There you go. tops on, tops off. But if I'm not mistaken, the top off girls, they make bank compared to the tops on girls.
Wow.
You know, I'm guessing, you know.
It's Vegas.
But the truth is, though, if I had the body and I didn't care, like I was borderline caring, in a sea of everyone's makeup job the same, everyone wearing the same clothes and being topless, and everybody had the same headgear on.
Right, exactly.
I don't know anybody could push. I don't know if anybody could. What's what I want to say? That's my brother, Gregory can take that. Norman can take that. Hey, Gregorio. Just chiming in, aren't you? anyway, I don't think that you could pick out anybody per se.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, yeah, my girlfriend is Susan, and she's a...
Because they all look alike. It's like the Rockettes.
You like the Rockettes.
They're all the same height, the same boobies.
Yeah.
You know, blah, blah, blah.
And unless you told somebody specifically, I'm number five on the left.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, is that number left? Your left or my left?
You know? Exactly. You don't know.
Stage left.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what stage left is. That my left or your left?
Yeah. So anyway, Jill, since we're talking about, I know we're got to go back to the hats that we're wearing in terms of this, but I want to talk, since we are talking about boobies.
Yeah.
Can I quickly just talk about something that's been coming up for us this week. Last week, Julie went to see, you know, she was with, 1,000 people.
Right.
In a crowded room. She went to see Joseph, the high school production of Joseph.
Right.
And the star, Joseph, you know, doesn't wear much clothes.
Which is, I thought was weird because I always feel uncomfortable when high school students aren't totally clothed, like you know what?
Even though it's for art,
it's for art. Yeah. And Joseph is notoriously
artful,
Artful, artful, and skimpy on the clothes.
Yeah, yeah,
for sure. Right? Yeah. He wears a loincloth most of the time, or not a loincloth, like a little bit longer, kind of feral, just you know, kind of pretty, but
longer than a fig leaf,
right? And the Joseph there was, you know, had a jacket on a lot of times, you know, or like a shawl of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
And then
he takes his shawl off.
Yep.
And Julie is perplexed and shocked because the star of the show is very thin.
Very thin.
But she declares almost literally out loud, oh, my God, the star, Joseph, has, and she calls it, as she sees it, marijuana boobs. We're just like, everywhere we're looking, we see marijuana boobs.
Exactly.
And if you don't know what marijuana boobs are, you ain't
You told me long ago. Yeah. You said specifically. Yes. You told me decades ago.
Yes.
That if a guy who's kind of thin has kind of meaty boobies, you know, fleshy, you know, typically he's a smoker.
He's a toker.
He's a midnight stroker. Whatever it is. Or a just stroker. Whatever.
Yeah, I guess it. Whatever rhymes.
Whatever rhymes. Yes. And not judging, because he did an excellent job with Joseph.
He was awesome.
He was awesome. So I automatically felt uncomfortable to begin with here having this teenage kid.
Half naked.
Half naked. He's probably 18. He's senior. I'm guessing. Maybe he's not. I have no idea.
Mm-hmm.
But then also to go, I don't know for sure, but I'm thinking
marijuana boobs.
Yes.
Yeah. So tell
and now me, I'm seeing him everywhere.
Yeah. Now you know what marijuana boobs look like.
I want to tell the men out there that if this is a desired look, this is what will happen. You will not only get the munchies.
Yeah.
You will get marijuana boobs. It's it's a thing, people. Look it up on the Google it. Google the marijuana boobs. It's there.
And I don't know what else to call them. I would like to know what else. If there's a better word. I like marijuana boobs. I think that's a.
And I'm guessing, but that's what you told me they were years ago.
Yes.
Years and years ago.
Yeah. Years and years ago when I was talking to you
about...
And now
that marijuana is totally legal everywhere.
Everybody's...
And I mean, we know that 12-year-olds are drinking booze, so it's not that much of a leap to think that, you know, high school students are token. They were token before it was legal. Yeah. They're token now.
You know, maybe I'm very...
Their parents were getting it from the kids.
Hidden, or I don't have like a great big wild life, but I was watching a guy get out of his car. We were getting Subways, mm-hmm. and he was going into the Chinese restaurant, mm-hmm. which is really... Would you go into a Chinese restaurant during this coronavirus outbreak?
I mean, in some Seriously? Ways, when's not the best time? It'd be like now, right? Because most people are staying home. You're like...
Get more food?
Yeah. That China buffet is going to be empty.
Yeah.
And I'm like going to get it all for me.
That would be like the last thing I want to have is Chinese food right now. Mm. Seriously.
The last thing.
But he was walking out of his car and he was vaping. And those vapor people, they leave this huge, huge, is it smoke?
It's steam, basically.
It was like
water vapor.
Enveloped in this like huge it's thing hysterical. Of steam. And I'm like, oh my God, I can't imagine like, a crowd of people vaping.
Yeah.
And it'd just be like this invisible man thing.
Yeah. It is. It definitely is. It's amazing when I see it happen. I'm not going to debate whether it's better than smoking or not. I'm not there for that. From what I understand, I'm slightly educated on this, slightly, that as long as you're not having vitamin E oil in your little oil pack, whatever mm-hmm. they smoke. So you get this little pack. Do you know mm-hmm. much about it, Mom?
No.
You get this little oil thing, mm-hmm. and it's filled with kind of a nicotine, I think, mm-hmm. or CBD, plus like a fragrance, like a taste.
Like cinnamon?
Yeah, or like strawberry or bubblegum. Yeah, bubblegum's like the most common, I think. Yeah. You're like, oh, damn, this is good, bubblegum.
Confetti.
Confetti cake. Happy birthday cake.
Yeah.
You know, yada, yada, yada.
Well, everybody knows what a happy birthday cake tastes like. I mean, that'd be awesome.
Exactly. And then, but if they add vitamin E to it, I don't know why they would, except that maybe at some point it felt like, ooh, with vitamin E, that supposedly coats the lungs, mm-hmm. and that can't come out very well. Ooh. And that's what really hurts your lungs.
Well,
I don't know much about that.
Got it. So a person could take vitamin E oil.
Yes.
But not coat your lungs with it.
Exactly right.
Got it.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good to know, Jules.
Yeah, just in case someone said to you, you got some infection in your lungs, let's coat that with vitamin E. That'll cure it.
You're like, no.
No. Stop right there.
Opposite.
Not going to do that, mister. Yeah. But it is fun. But they do say that people who are vaping right now are, if they get the coronavirus, that it's actually worse for them because mm-hmm. their lungs are slightly compromised.
Oh, wow.
It's like smoking, right?
Yeah.
It's
That's like, what I did here too, honestly, about the compromising of the lungs.
Yes. So if I put another hat on.
Yes.
I mean, we talked about the far extreme.
The one that said, ha, people, I told you so.
I told you so.
Yeah.
Yo, get your toilet paper. Get your food.
Hide your wife.
Hide your wife.
Hide your children.
Yeah. For 2 weeks straight. And on the other side, you're like, we got people
Is Julie, initially.
Initially.
Julie was on the far, 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 would you say left or right?
I guess right. I don't know. My right side.
Yeah. She was like, I laugh at this. I laugh at the coronavirus.
Yes. I don't understand why. I mean, still, I keep telling you, I go, why isn't anybody having the flu? The flu is just killing us all crazily, you know? And I'm like, all right, the coronavirus now. And see, I guess I would put myself on the hat of like, okay, this doesn't feel like a global killer. Mm-hmm. It's more a disruptor. And did we pick this one because something else is coming down the pike, or we're supposed to mm-hmm. like, hey, like the first day, like 2 days ago, was it Thursday? Thursday, we went for a ride.
Yeah.
And it was very cloudy, but that was a day when it all really hit.
That's when we did, But we had already by Thursday, though, because luckily Dad's off this week because of the truck being broken.
Right, right.
But we had already, because I had forced you people to prepare.
Yes, you did.
We had already gotten all our stuff.
Yeah.
So Thursday we went for a ride. And you were, I have to say, Julie, you were so sweet and you did it even though you didn't want to. You were like, Mom, this is so stupid.
Right.
This is just stupid. And I said, let's just, and then, and you were like, there's going to be plenty of toilet paper and plenty of hand sanitizer. And then you started looking online.
Yeah. And I go, you wanted to order things online, pick it up at Walmart.
Yeah. Cause I didn't want you to have to go
in. And I thought this is, I was struggling because everything was really weirdly expensive.
Yeah, a bottle of alcohol, and you'd have to
$64. Wait 3 or 4 days. I'm like,
what
the hell? Yeah. I just was at the store yesterday. Yeah. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
And we typically keep ourselves stocked in hand sanitizer anyway. Yes. So it's not like, oh my God, now we're out of hand sanitizer.
Yeah.
Because I had just bought a bottle the day before.
Right.
And so then I decided to go shopping. Because I was really getting quite frustrated with shopping online. I mean, quite frustrated.
Yes.
And it's snowing, people. It's snowing. Yay. Kind of nice.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I went, and the first thing I did was went to Walmart, and I realized, oh, shit, the hand sanitizer is gone.
Yeah.
Not that I was afraid.
Mm-mm.
I was like, I'm going to have to call my mother and tell her that she was right.
I understood that there's a panic mentality.
Yes.
So if we wanted these things, it was like dual. Like, first of all, we needed to get it if we needed it.
Right.
And also, we should get some because people are panicking.
Right.
And there won't be any
left
available.
Right. And so I had, Walmart didn't have what I wanted. Got a few things. Then I went to, they had like hand sanitizer wipes. I'm like, well, okay, we'll get that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went to Aldi and I got paper towels and paper plates and all paper products. Don't know why, just did. But they had more than abundance of toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
So at this moment, we really have enough for 4 or 5 months of toilet paper.
Yes, I know. And it's so funny because what is diarrhea?
I don't know.
Side effect
of the fear.
I know what diarrhea. I know what diarrhea is a side effect of. Eating all this comfort food that we're buying.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. Yeah.
12 boxes of Pop-Tarts.
You said to me, you specifically said, Julie, and I don't know.
I did say this to you.
Here's your code for comfort food in boxes.
Yes.
You said, get some Martha Stewart stuff.
I call it Martha Stewart.
And I'm sure Martha Stewart likes you. Shells with Velveeta cheese is not Martha Stewart.
No, but can girlfriend. Okay, let me just tell you why I do call it Martha Stewart.
Tell
it's
me.
Our code word.
Yes.
And we typically Martha Stewart it at Aldi because Aldi has a section I used to watch Martha Stewart all the time, especially with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And she used to say, you know, you always should be prepared. Even if, you know, in your pantry have things that, even though they may not be, you know, fresh or things that you would normally make, but that in a pinch, if you needed something,
right,
you had it, you were stocked on this. And she goes, I always have that.
Yes.
So we have for years called this Martha Stewart food.
Yes.
And Jewel knows exactly what it is. It's like shells and mac and shells.
Mm-hmm.
It's little boxes of blueberry muffin mix.
Yes.
It's dumpling mix.
Yes.
It's
I've got
pasta
two bags.
Sauce.
I got two boxes of cake mix. I got a brownie mix. And it's like, oh my God. And I keep telling myself, today I give up the carbs. Today I give up the carbs.
If only we knew that this was like people of the United States, the way to smash this coronavirus is carbs.
Yes.
Please,
please.
Your carbs. Yeah. Everybody go like,
oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody give me permission to have carbs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
I swear to God, when we were watching The Outsider, Jason Bateman, who is he's a good little actor.
Yes.
Good guy. He does this nude scene in there where he's in jail and he has to bend over and whatever. And so, he is literally, I've never seen him thinner.
Yeah.
He looks like, I don't know, but marijuana boobs. Marijuana boobs.
Do you think so?
No, I don't think.
Yeah,
no,
he did not.
No. I can't say it to him.
No. No, I was impressed though.
Yeah.
He was buck naked. But we see nothing.
Yeah.
We don't see any. It's sort of.
He is totally naked.
Yeah. All the guys are there are totally naked.
Covering his balls.
Yes. Like everybody else does.
Yeah.
And he squats down. I'm like, that guy has no knee problem. Good for you.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman.
His sister's name is Justine.
That's right.
Right.
The J's. Yeah. I should know that.
We were speaking of balls. Mm. Your brother Gregorio had to, what you have to do this week, unfortunately, is like redo your CDL, DOT license. And Greg did it, even though he doesn't really have to, but it probably is more convenient for him to keep it than to not. And so he went to DeKalb or some, you know, and he said that the little nurse did not have to do his balls this year.
They didn't have to bend over and cough
and check the balls.
Yes,
yeah, and you were shocked because you didn't realize that it was discretionary.
Yes,
and then Dad said, and you asked Dad, do you they always check your balls?
Yes,
and Dad goes, I don't think they've ever checked my balls. And then Greg was like, oh, my God, so they're just checking my balls. Checking my balls? Because they felt like it?
And then you
start feeling like, well, damn it, you know? Like,
why aren't my balls being checked?
How come Dad was like, how come nobody checks my balls? No little cute nurse practitioner.
Yeah, exactly.
And then Greg goes, I don't know, Dad, like, they check my balls. And you went, to drive a truck?
They have to check your balls. Testicles? Like, when does this happen? It is interesting because, you know, when did it cross over for Greg? It's sort of like the day I no longer got called Miss, but now I'm just officially Ma'am.
Yeah.
But the day I no longer get carded, when now everybody says we card everybody who looks under younger than 40.
Yeah.
And I'm like, and then the day comes when they no longer card you.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God. So I wonder for Greg, when does he feel bad? Like, no one ever checks my testicles anymore.
Yeah. I think, did they check his testicles or not? I can't remember.
No, they did not check his testicles.
They did not check it. He was surprised by it. That's right.
He was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, because he didn't have to
drop his drawers and have his testicles checked.
Yeah.
Or balls, as you like to, the formal doctor name for them.
Well, I did say sometimes you feel like a nut and sometimes you don't. That's what the nurse was thinking that day.
But I did feel very bad for Greg that there's not this, that possibly people were checking his testicles without necessarily having to.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when you were a teenager and you went to the dermatologist.
I used to go to the dermatologist.
And he'd give you a breast exam.
Every week I'd go to the dermatologist to lay down, and we used to actually get the sun lamp on our faces.
This is a true story, people. This is a true story.
Yes, this was a big thing in the 60s.
Yes, you know,
if you had acne as a teenager, your parents were.
Listen to the doctor.
You had a little extra money.
Yeah.
They sent you to the dermatologist, and you had a skin lamp.
Yeah.
Not a skin lamp, a heat lamp or something. Something on your
UV
face.
UV lamp,
To help the acne. But every week while I was doing it, my doctor would always give me a breast exam. I don't know why. I mean, I'm laughing now. I'm sure it's a hashtag Me Too thing.
I'm sure it is.
But I was just like, oh, okay.
And you're not, at this stage, you're like, okay, the time has gone by. And you're not hurt by it anymore.
Yeah.
But you're like going, that's probably just wrong.
It's not like I've forgotten it. But
I haven't forgotten it, no.
I'll be damned if I let you go to a dermatologist, Julie.
Yeah. And my face shows for it. My face shows for it. Thank you, Mom, for protecting me from those dang out
dermatologists.
Breast touching dermatologists.
I did tell my parents. I think I go that I get a breast exam every week. Right?
Is this common? Is this what happens?
Is this not? You know, my parents were like, is that what the doctor wants?
You know? Well, they probably thought, oh, at least it's a freebie. Yeah. You know, if he finds something, he'll let us know, right?
I guess. But yeah, that's the same thing, though, because we're, you know, good Catholic kids, and, you know, the priests are God on earth, and so you cannot, whatever the priest wants to do, he can do, because it takes the place of God on earth.
Right. I think that was probably the wrong, at some point, maybe at the turn of the century, yeah. not this one, the previous one.
Yes, Julie.
We should have stopped saying that nonsense yeah. about God on Earth.
Yeah.
How about like just a facsimile? And, you know, sometimes the edges get a little rough.
Yeah.
And then we have to like go back to the original.
Yeah. Let's just go. Let's just, yeah. If it ain't the original, we ain't buying it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. If not yeah. the original only counts in court, people. Yeah.
I was like, I would pray to that God, though. Please, dear God, let my skin clear up so I don't have to see the dermatologist anymore.
and the unfortunate thing was your dermatologist was praying, please, dear God, let Chrissy's acne just be totally rampant so I can keep giving her breast exams. And if they happen to be on her breast, better for me.
Yeah. Let me check your chest.
Yeah. The truth is, I've never had acne on my boobs, per se, but I have had it on my découpage. What's that called?
Oh, découpage, Julie.
Découpage, what's it called?
Well,
what's it called?
It's décolletage. Wait a minute. You've got me now.
I'm sorry.
Décolletage.
That's not it either.
It's not it?
I don't know. Something like that.
No, découpage is a
paste.
Yeah.
And the paper.
Décolleté. Oh, geez.
Gosh. Okay. Sorry,
let's not worry about it.
It'll pop in your head after you haven't heard in a while. Okay.
Yeah. But here's the thing, like, you know, I'm sure at that point I had some back knee.
Yeah.
I could have used that.
Oh,
I
sure.
Used it on my back. Oh, no.
No, didn't want to look at you. He wasn't a back man. Yeah. He was a dermatologist. Yeah. And, you know, and by now this guy's probably rest in peace. Maybe not. I have no idea. He could be still alive. I have no idea.
I think he's probably, if he is,
he's up there.
Yeah.
He's up there
still practicing.
Yeah, still practicing up there.
Yeah,
exactly. It was, you know, I with talking about the coronavirus, and they're talking about how Italy has basically shut down.
Yeah.
And you know, you hear different, you cannot avoid the news about this, so I get different ways of preventing it. And one doctor said, I'm still surprised that people in the States are going to health clubs, you know, and gyms.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, did he just give me permission not to go to a health club anymore and work out? Oh my God. Thank you.
We got our obligatory email from Planet Fitness.
Oh, did he?
Saying, no, we did.
Oh, what did we say?
Yes, saying that, you know, listen, we have at all stations, we have our Purell and our little wipes, but we ask that you do your part and together we can all work this Yay. Through and stay healthy.
Well, it's funny because I go there specifically for the hydro beds.
Yes.
The massage beds.
Yes.
And they give you a bottle and I wipe it down first and I wipe it down afterwards. Yes. I love the massage beds and I haven't had one in a while and I may get one tonight. Throw caution to the wind. I don't know. I probably won't because my mom, if by chance I then get something.
Yeah, and you're Typhoid Mary. You get it. You just bring it home, girl.
Yeah, that's right. And so, but anyway, previously I would sit in the hydro bed and I would watch, put my little headphones on. I bring them from home. And then I would watch travel videos that last between two to 10 minutes long. And I would watch one on Rome. And Rome has the smallest country in it, right? What is it called?
Vatican.
Yes, there you go. And you can go to the Vatican, but there's a long line to go. So buy your tickets ahead of time. What?
It's like a ride.
Right. But they said,
people, make sure you're the right height.
Yes, exactly. But here's
we do not, if you don't hit this line, you can't go into the Vatican.
And I think the first day the Vatican is open, I should go because air prices will be very cheap.
Is it closed right now?
I don't know, but Italy's closed.
Is Vatican
itself closed? That place should never be closed. Yeah. God's blessing it. Anyway.
So you have no idea what you're talking about
right now. I do, because here's my point.
Okay.
I'm you know, so I feel bad that Italy's totally shut down, right?
Yeah, okay.
But they talk about that when I was watching the video for Italy and all the places to go in Rome and Vatican, they said there's a dress code. And yes, the dress code is your knees and your shoulders must be covered at all times.
Right.
And that's all they say.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, holy cow, if you guys, I mean, truly,
if we take this literally,
I could just wear Daisy Dukes and leg warmers that cover my knees. You know, a bikini top and a shawl to cover my shoulders. I mean, we need to be a little bit more specific. I don't know. Maybe some examples.
Right.
You know, that would be cool.
That would be so great. Stick figures.
Yeah,
stick figures. They have to, here's our dress.
Circle with no, do not look like this, you know. Yes, this look here, the Data Digs with the leg warmers.
Shoulder pads and knee pads.
Yeah, shoulder pads and knee pads.
Come on in.
Come on in. No, 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 no. We need a little bit more coverage than that. Mm-hmm. So, but for whatever reason, I just thought that was...
I kind of feel people in Italy, I bet they're not too disappointed.
No.
Because, you know, I remember hearing... that these little storekeepers, because tourism is just rampant
right
in Italy,
right?
And you know, okay, that's great, but I'm sure they get tired. They said that like you know, tourists poop in front of their stores and things like that. They just get tired of it,
right?
They're always cleaning the front of their stores, all their little
tourists,
stores.
If you got enough money to tour Italy and Rome, then spend the quarter to go into the toilet. I think they cost money to go to
take. Yes.
Do not poop on their streets. Don't give us a bad name, other tourists. I don't know if they have, like, they're American tourists.
I don't know.
You know? I don't know.
But they're just like, from what they're saying is like, please, you know.
Don't poop and pee on our streets.
Yeah, we just don't do that. And so I think they're happy to have a little bit of break.
Yeah.
But you know, but also they'll be happy when
the money comes back. I find it very interesting, though, about tourists.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure they have a love-hate relationship too with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they love the fact that probably the biggest part of their economy is tourism.
Yes.
But they probably don't have a very diverse economy then, because it's literally all about tourists.
It's just tourism.
Tourism, right and left.
Well, I have felt, speaking of tourism or whatever, but I have felt kind of sorry for businesses. Like we had a new little business in Dixon, a little coffee shop open, and it's called the Corona Coffee Shop.
Yes.
And I'm sure that when they decided to call it that or whatever, and then down in Rock Falls, there's a Corona Mexican food place.
Yes.
You know, and of course there is.
They throw caution to the wind with a trademark.
Yeah. Well, I feel, and there is Corona beer.
Yes,
I think,
of course,
too.
Which I love the line.
I always just feel kind of sad for people now that have named their business.
Oh, I agree.
Corona.
Like if the next.
Like, hey, let's all go to the Corona.
I mean, if the next virus that came around was called Christy, Marie, and Julie, I'd be like, what?
Why'd they name it that?
Why then? We didn't discover it. Stop naming it Christy, Marie, and Julie. That'd be horrible.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But it is like, what's a coincidence? It's called Corona.
Yeah.
I mean, and then they've had to switch it to COVID-19 or COVID-19. I'm sorry, people. I don't know for sure what it's called.
I think it's because it's a shorthand of it.
Because Corona is such a long name.
Well, no, it's just I think Corona is like a general term.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Like tissue.
Like if you had like the swine flu and then it was NR whatever it was. Got it.
H1N1 or
something.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. I get it. Yeah. So like instead of having the flu, we have, you know, F234 or whatever.
Yes, or whatever. Yes, so something like that.
Got it. Oh, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
Now that we know, okay, great. So we're getting more specific and more smarter.
So what would you think that the Christine Marie and Julie flu would have? What would be the symptoms? Uncontrollable laughing.
Yes. Binging.
Gray garden-ish.
Yes, exactly. We all turn into people who really hate to wear jeans.
Stretch pants.
Stretch pants fever. Yeah, there's a couple of different unlikable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those
and then very likable ones as well.
Yes.
You know, likable, you know. Yeah, find the humor in everything.
Yes.
Practice loving kindness daily.
Yes. Well, I did hear it wasn't a preacher. I did hear and it wasn't a Buddhist. It's maybe a New Ager. But it was a guy that was like, I think he's in his probably 60s or 70s, been practicing this all his life. And he said, he confirmed that the devil are entities, are negative little entity critters. They hate humor. And oh, literally oh my gosh. Hate it. Go far, far away from it. So if you don't want the negative entities
right.
in your house,
right.
laugh, people.
I love it. I mean, and I was listening to WGN Radio, and they had, I can't think of the guy's name, Bob Surratt, and the morning show, and Dean Richards. And Bob Surratt was trying to make a little joke about the coronavirus yes. and did a little... And Dean was not having any part of it. He goes, I know someone with the coronavirus.
Well, Bob Surratt was going like this. He's like, he was doing a parody. He goes, I want to wash your hands. You better wash your hands.
And Dean Richards said, no like, way.
Nope.
Too soon.
Too soon.
No joking about this. And yet no we parodies. Know that people, humor... boost your immune system.
Exactly right.
Let's do that.
Depression shuts it down.
Yes.
Dries it up.
And so what mom is saying is correct. Whatever you want to call the negativity in the world, it hates humor.
Right.
It hates happiness and joy.
Right.
And it feeds off of negativity and grows off of negativity. So,
Jill, you know what the vampire has to use to pay for his food?
Mm-mm.
Cryptocurrency. I laugh at that.
So where does the crow go when he dies?
Where Julie?
Where does he get buried at when he dies?
The crow gets uh-huh. buried where? Uh-huh. No, what is he? Where does he go when he dies?
Where you say?
I don't know.
Sarcophagus. No, crowphagus.
Sarcophagus.
That's it.
Sarcophagus.
That's it. Yeah. In our 1,000, 2,000 joke book, that was there, right?
Did I say something about this?
Yes, go for it.
So, okay. Okay, people. You're wondering where I get some of my jokes. Okay. Normano mm-hmm. bought me I don't know where he searched, high and low, though, mm-hmm. but he found me a literal joke book. Okay.
From the Friars
Club. The problem is, it's from the early 1900s.
Yes.
So it's very difficult to find a joke that's relevant.
Yes.
I mean, there's jokes on gold digging.
Yeah. Gold digging. And not the Kanye West one where you're a gold digger.
Right. So I can every once in a while find something that's somewhat relevant.
Right.
But... you know, there's things that they're not even funny anymore.
No, they're so not funny that they border on positively offensive.
Oh, offensive.
Yeah.
Like, well, what's the difference between a fat girl and a Vespa?
No, moped.
Moped.
Yeah.
Why did I say Vespa?
Because that's an upgrade.
That's better.
Yeah.
Okay, now that I joke.
Yeah. No, what's...
No, moped. What's the difference? Why are they alike?
Yeah. How is a
fat girl and a moped alike?
Yes.
I think that's what Dad said. And the answer is what? You can take it.
They're both fun to ride.
They're both fun to ride.
But you don't want to be caught doing it.
You don't want to be seen in public.
Yeah. And I thought, screw you, motherfuckers.
That is not going to fly.
I know it is not going to fly.
So Norm gave me a whole book of irrelevant jokes. I hope it was on the sale table.
Well, I doubt it was. But it was very interesting because I think Normano wanted to find you a book and take offenses, if you'd like, on how to write jokes.
Like how to construct one.
Yeah. What does that mean? And I thought to myself, well, it would be a very small book to start looking at that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the book is interesting. It kind of makes me laugh because if you get hit, there's a couple of comedians out there that all they do is tell one-liners.
Yeah.
And by the 10th one-liner, you are just... it's shocking, not shocking
happier.
Enough.
Are you happier?
You're happier. You're like happier and going,
I like
oh
this.
My God. And sometimes you'll get a good one in there and you're laughing so much you miss the next two and you're like, oh, wait a minute.
But I love those too. Yeah. I love those
exactly.
too. But, you know, the books that the book that Dad gave me, I mean, like Red Buttons. He's been dead for 100 years. So how relevant can these jokes be?
Has he been dead really 100 years, Red Buttons? I don't think so.
I don't know. But, you know,
Blue Buttons definitely dead. Red, I'm not sure.
But anyway, I wanted to talk just a little bit about the word social.
Okay.
Well, when we were growing up, like a social was like a kind of like
a hop, right?
A party, you know. Mm-hmm. You would that they usually had ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely ice cream, maybe cake, but mostly ice cream.
Right.
And then as I kind of grew a little bit older, there was this thing called social disease.
Mm.
And if you had a social disease, it pretty much was like had a red scarlet A on your forehead.
Right.
Because it meant you had something like syphilis
yeah.
or what's some other ones that are horrible?
Syphilis.
Gonorrhea.
The clap. Is that the same thing?
I don't know. But mm-hmm. but those were considered social
yeah.
diseases.
Right. Chlamydia is a clap. That's
yeah.
right.
And in some sense, because it had the word social in it, it meant like stay away.
Right.
Like mononucleosis was
definitely.
A social
yes.
thing. That meant that if you had it, you had to be isolated.
Yes.
So it kind of had the opposite meaning in some sense.
Right, right.
Yeah.
If you have a social disease, don't be social.
And like, so now it's like you're a social influencer.
Yes.
That's cool.
Right.
You're like, what do you do? Oh, a social influencer.
Right.
How do you, let me see how you live. Well, I live in this one room.
I'm on my computer all day long.
But it's worth it.
And I'm socially influencing.
Although we did hear that one girl, I can't think of her name. She's married to that one band member from, what the heck?
Not Nikki Sticks, but Tommy Lee.
Yeah, Tommy Lee. She's married to him. And she's a social influencer. She makes like $200,000-$300,000 a month.
Yes.
Depending on what brand she's
promoting.
Can
you imagine, people?
Yeah.
This is crazy talk.
It's crazy talk.
Yes.
So damn you advertisers.
Yeah.
That you would do that.
Exactly.
And not, what about Christine?
We're socially influencing in our own way.
That's right.
It's a smaller amount.
But now we have this with the corona. We have social distancing.
Yes.
And so, Jill, tell me, you said that you don't like, okay, so the handshake is out.
Mm-hmm.
The fist bump is pretty much out.
Right.
And you hate the elbow. You just don't like the way it looks.
I don't like the way the elbow is. First off, sometimes it just hurts.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I'll touch elbow. Like, don't touch my elbow.
Yeah. Well, also, yeah. Sometimes
it's like
you
a funny
can't...
bone for a reason. Like, when you hit your funny bone,
yeah.
that's your elbow, right?
Right.
I don't want somebody hitting my funny bone by mistake. And it's like, oh, I don't laugh.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Also, with Daddy, he broke his arm.
Yeah.
And he can't hold his elbow like that.
He can't bend his elbow like
that. And people would
think,
oh, what? I'm not good enough for you to give me the elbow?
We must start a new way of doing it. The elbow is not going to work.
I don't think it's the elbow.
I don't want it to work.
No.
I don't want it to
work. I don't
work.
Even like the name.
Mm-mm. The elbow.
Elbow. No.
Yeah. The fist. Nah, a little too aggressive. So give me some suggestions that you think are okay.
You said I like the one, the top of the morning one.
The fake tip of the hat.
Tip of the hat.
Like, top of the morning, people.
Yeah.
Top of the morning.
Like a fake tip of a hat.
Yes.
Like if you were wearing a sailor's hat, like a Hugh Hefner kind of a captain's, a sailor hat,
yes,
but a captain's hat.
Yes.
A fake tip of the hat.
A fake tip of the hat.
Yeah.
I love it. Top of the morning. And if it's not morning, top of the day.
Yeah.
Top of the day.
Yeah.
And then if they walk away and don't respond, you go, I said good day, sir. I said good day. What's wrong with you? I like the fake salute.
Dad likes the fake salute.
But there are people out there that get offended by that.
I know.
Like, were you in the military?
Yeah. Did you serve?
Did you serve, sir
thank
or
you.
Ma'am?
Then, now
or
I have
thank
to say
you for
thank
your
you
service?
For your service.
Yeah, are you a faker? So you'd have to take the salute and turn it into a point.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
But I remember back in the day, which I started doing, like, I remember guys.
I like that one, by the way.
Which one?
The point. Like, fake a salute and then point to
it. Thank
you. Yeah,
like, hey, you.
Yeah.
And then I like back in the day, guys used to do the nod. Like, yeah, hey, how you doing?
Oh, a nod.
Hey, how you? Hey,
I kind of like
you?
That.
Hey, how you?
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah.
I've been trying that out a little bit because it makes me feel, I don't know why, but it does make me feel my testosterone level going up a little
bit. Yeah, the nod.
The nod.
I like
yeah,
it.
Hey. Yeah.
I do. I'm serious.
Hey.
I was doing the, I figured the one where you point to your eyes and then you go back to the two fingers.
See you? See, I see you.
Yeah.
I see you. I'm looking at you. Yeah. I'm seeing
That's
you.
That's almost too much work, though.
It is.
Especially if you're carrying a purse or groceries.
Yeah.
The nod works.
The nod works,
exactly. Girlfriend.
I also don't mind. I did one where I just like, it's like I, the letter I, like point to myself. Yeah. I see the make a letter C out of your hand.
Yeah.
You point to you. Hey, I see you.
Yeah.
You know, or like a wave. I guess the wave is the most common.
No, that's but boring. I think, no, yeah, but you know what though? Most people have stuff in their hands.
Yeah, that's true. It's got to be the nod.
It's got to be the nod.
Nod.
And you know what? You got to perfect it now.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you know, if I'm not mistaken, the reason why we handshake, do you know why we handshake?
The reason
why we handshake, it was to let the other person know I'm not carrying a weapon.
Oh.
So now I could carry the other hand, but your dominant hand, right-handed.
Yeah.
Like, hey, look at me. I'm not going to get, here's my hand. You shake my hand, and neither one of us has a weapon.
Yeah.
Now we can go on our merry way discussing things.
But you know, they don't shake in other countries where they have to wipe with that hand.
Right. Where toilet paper is not in abundance. Well, you know, where we've got closets full of toilet paper.
Well, if you go into the Middle East and you're like a handshaker, they're like, whoa, dude.
Yeah. I literally knew, going back to toilet paper, though, it's funny. It is like the worst space consumer.
I hate it. I hate it. I know what you mean.
Yeah. I mean,
where are you going to put hundreds of rolls of toilet paper?
Yeah. I mean, you can make a fort out of it. Yay. I go, here's my,
Here's what I call, here's where it ends up being, right?
Yeah.
Here's where it ends up being. I call it the Canadian closet. Because whenever I see on HGTV, they go to Canada and they go in and they redo their homes, you know? The thing that is always bugs me the most is the Canadians use their tub as a closet.
Yes.
And not just like throw a few things.
Like dirty clothes, right?
Yeah, it's not, they don't end up doing that. It's an actual
full-blown
closet. Go straight up the wall.
Yep.
All the way up.
Yep.
And you're in there and you got all this shit, you know. Yeah. And I just like, Dad had put all the extra toilet paper in the tub.
Yeah.
And I went, I will not have a Canadian closet in my tub. Will not
I'm
do
it. I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore.
Right.
Normano, get this toilet paper out of here. I don't care where you put
it. That's what I said. I don't care where you put it.
I mean, that's a problem. I mean, when push comes to shove, you're going to wish that toilet paper wasn't there and it was filled with Pop-Tarts or, Dinty Moore beef stew.
Yeah,
it's kind of a good comfort food.
Yes.
You know, so.
Thank you, Dinty Moore.
Yeah.
I'll take a free case of Dinty Moore.
Yeah, please. We just mentioned you. Dinty Moore. Do they even have Dinty Moore?
I don't even.
I think
so.
Do
they have a Dinty anymore?
No. I don't know. So, cool. So, girlfriend, anything else? How are you feeling lighter? Are you feeling happier since we were talking about the show?
I am feeling a little bit lighter.
You've been waking up a little bit on the side where I told you so, Julie. Told you so side.
Yes.
And how are you feeling now?
I feel that we did our part. You know, we prepared as much as we could prepare.
Yes.
And we're not in panic.
No.
Because we take every day as like, hey,
yeah,
it's a good day. We laugh at the demons.
Yes, we laugh at the demons.
We laugh at the little negative entities.
Yes. And I think that's where we're at. I mean, we listened to, you said to me, everybody must hear this podcast. Was it Jack Kornfield on Tim Ferriss?
Yes, Jack Kornfield on Tim Ferriss.
Yes.
It was amazing.
And so you said, Julie, pass it along. Everybody must.
Everybody. I wanted you
podcast.
To, anybody that we knew,
yes.
I wanted you to send the link of that podcast.
Yes.
It's a podcast where Tim Ferriss interviews one of my favorite of all times. I used to read this guy's books like way back in the 70s.
Right.
He's just an amazing Buddhist monk.
Mm-hmm.
And he has the biggest heart. He has the wisest heart. And Tim is it sounds like Tim's not faring too well during this crisis.
Right.
He himself is kind of panicking and scared. And he's also afraid for his parents.
Right.
Because they're elderly.
Yeah.
And so he's looking to find some solace, I think.
Exactly.
And this interview is about almost 2 hours long,
would you say? Yeah.
Yeah. And but it's 2 hours that is definitely worth your time. Mm-hmm. It's Tim Ferriss interviews Jack Kornfield. And I do.
It came out Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday or I think it was.
We listened to it Thursday.
It came out Wednesday or Thursday.
Yeah. So I just wholeheartedly recommend it.
Definitely.
You'll feel better. You'll feel happier. You'll feel more at peace.
Yes.
And it's worth your time.
Worth your time. So, girlfriend, how was the show today?
Hey, Julie.
Yeah.
I love you.
I love you, too.
And it was great.
And everybody out there, I love you. Stay well. Stay happy.
Stay well. Stay happy. Keep laughing.
Yep. And enjoy this time off if you're having it, right?
It was great.
It was great.